Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Today we'll start with the sponsors because we're having a couple of difficulties. Let me know when those videos are ready. The two first ones are ready, so we're going to go straight to the videos. We've got a bunch of videos today, Rabbi Sai. Here we go. Anaya Maisa.
Hey, what's going on?
Steigen.
So, Klein is building.
Another car.
You're right that the guy outside of the pit is not Yaitza, but the guy inside is another brother. Yeah, another brother just moved the sukkah and stuff like that. And then Igmar brings another raya from.
Here's Get the vach, old man. Tonight's a big night for two reasons. Number one, we got an awesome shipment from Art Scroll. We're giving our free gemaras so everybody, whoever wants to join us, Eli Stefanski Shir. And second of all, I'm self-reporting myself and asking. Kitzur Masa, if you guys want to join the Shir, it's about a 35 to 40 minute Shir. You can watch it live or listen to it later. It's Gishmak Shir. Please hit me up for a free gemara if you guys join free gemara.
Give me one.
Oh, you already did the Afyami.
The voice I listen to this. There are some people who do anything to earn $10 million. They get up 3 in the morning for 5 years straight, work 18-hour days, and some just, you know, they're okay with earning minimum wage. Some guys, for shtik olam haba, this is what they do. They get in their car. They drive 2 hours because the Verrazano Bridge is closed. There was a marathon yesterday. Decorate your entire car with magnets and give out free gemaras in Brooklyn. This is the guy. David Address. Unbelievable. There's other people. There's a guy in Manchester. Shimi Leifman. Look at this. He's Leifman. He's setting up a booth for Kibbutz Lavi to sell furniture, but he's very busy. The main thing of the booth is free gemaras. He's oisaking, forget the furniture. Gemaras. He has videos, people coming along, signing up. Givaldik. Unbelievable. Maybe we'll get to see a video or two of that in a second. Here's a kid. What's his name? Moti Weinrib's son today learning about the different types of shofaros. Yeah, this is a ram, right? Looks like a ram. Dear Belly, I joined the MDY by the end of Yuma after hearing the Meaningful People interview. I'm now finishing my third Masechta with MDY. Again, one guy, Jonathan Austin. Well, there's a few guys, but Jonathan Austin pushed. I have to be on Meaningful People. And so many people came to this year from that one interview. When this cycle started, I stuck with your rule and made sure to do that day's daf and catch up later. I missed one daf in Pesachim and finally caught up today and I'm making a siyum. Mazel tov. Very interesting to watch the video from Pesachim and seeing how things have changed since then. Thanks again, Michal Yugadayev. Good morning, Rebelli. Good evening, Rebelli. I've just been on a 24-hour trip to Kerestir and learned both the Motzi Shabbos daf and the Sunday daf on the plane. You hear this? People are learning Torah on the plane. I thought I'd send you this. Also, I thought you'd like this gematria. Androgynous equals Zohar v'nekeva. Yeah, we said it a few times. I forgot to say it. It's a good one. Androgynous is Zohar v'nekeva. I love your shir and watch every morning. After going to my live shir in the evening as Chazara, Atzlocha and growing the shir, it's Mamish Gishmak to do the daf. B'yam Benish Rose, Manchester. Do we have another video or something? Yeah, there we go. More videos, Reb Oisai. Send those to video. If pictures go to the front, videos definitely go to the front. These are all...
Hi, my name is David Dress. Welcome to the MDY recruiting van. You'll notice many different examples of how great the shiurim of MDY are. Of course, let's not forget the most important saying of all. It's geschmack to do the dot. And come over here and join me at the recruiting station where I have my clipboard where people will fill out. And free gemaras, and in the back of the gemaras, 8minutesdaf.com, so they can get all the links. And we're pretty successful here today. We got a number of new signups, and I got to tell you, it's geschmack. Every signup is geschmack. Makes me feel good that I get the scar of bringing someone into the share. So you can do it too. Have a good day, everybody.
Beautiful. All right, that's Shimmy Leifer. Leifer. Sorry, Shimmy Leaf. Leafman. Shimmy Leafman. Sorry, Shimmy Leafman from Manchester. I believe he's from Manchester in London, recruiting in London. Manchester. But what is he doing in London? Recruiting in London. I know. J Trade is not in Manchester, it's in London. Verstehst? Yeah. He's setting up, yeah. Setting up the MDY booth / a little bit of Kibbutz Levi. Go check him out at J2. Shmuley Echt! In honor of Daf Yomi Kimiri, that's all the members. We started late, Rabbi Say, sorry. That's all the members who push our butts at Torah, Lirish Maidir Chaver, Mordechai Shlomi Pinchas Tuviola, Shalom Ben Avram, Moshe Peretz, Neria Kopman. Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi Nesli Elbaum and their children to Yilun Ruven, Le'ilu Nishmas Beilut, Zipoyer Bas Reb Ruven, and for Schuz Shidduch, Tilosor Bas Esther Leah. Paras HaChodesh, Yoyli! And if it takes too much time, just say, Lilu Nishmas, his father, sister, and Shver. Paras HaChodesh, Reuven Klein, my mother, Nechama Bas Kolev, and by Yigudayev and Afraimov families, Lilu Nishmat, their mother, Dora Dvora Batina, Meir Neshama, have an Aliyah, Rafal Groskov, Lilu Nishmas, Gisi, HaBochar HaChosen, Yosef Tzvi, Ben Reb Shimon Klein, Olav HaShalom, Niktaf, Idmei Yomov, in Tavshan and Aleph. Anonymous, in honor of my friends, Aaron Sittner, Yitzi Steyer, and Shimi Rapp, who listen to the shiur every day, keep it up. By Gedalia Palak, in honor of the Yotzer of Eliyahu Ben Moshe Chaim, the namesake of Eli Trapper and our grandfather. By the way, how come Eli Trapper hasn't been to a live shiur? He's asking, since he arrived there, Eli Trapper is here in Israel. How come he's not here? It's a good question, very good question. I'm also sponsoring three Gemaras. One is a schus for Eli Trapper, one is a schus for myself, and one is a schus for our grandfather's neshama. A filshu mishnah. Okay. That's later. Very good. Boy River, a boy side, today is Daf Lamed. Here's the question of the day. On Yovel, who blows the shofar on Yovel? Anybody? It's once every 50 years, Mashiach comes. Who's the one that blows the shofar? Who's responsible? Anybody? Nobody. I once mentioned it. Okay, so let's see in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Lazar, Lo Yiskin Rabbi Yochanan, we're holding four lines from the bottom of Chavtes on the Beis. Lo Yiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakei Elab Yavnin Bilvad. Omru Loi, Echod Yavnin Vechod Kol Mokim Sheish Boi Bezdin. So it goes like this, just if you don't want to look in the Mishnah, you can look over here. First, the Tanakhama says that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakei established that you should blow a shofar on Shabbos in any Bezdin. Comes to Rabbi and says, no. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai only established it in Yavne. What's the difference in Yavne? Because Yavne has 71. Amrulai, so they tell him, no. They were sakin in Bechol Bezdin. So you see the Gemara's Kasha. The Tanakhama says Bechol Bezdin. Amrulai, Bechol Bezdin. So what's the difference between here and over here? The Tanakhama says any Bezdin, even a temporary Bezdin, they just pull up to a city and they do a Bezdin over there. They're a hit and go kind of Bezdin. They're just there for a day. That's also considered a Bezdin for Tkiyah Shofar. And the Amrulay, they hold no. It has to be like Yavna. It has to be a solid Bezdin. Amrulay echad Yavna vechad kol makam sheish boi Bezdin. Omer Avuna, we have to remember these three words. These three words basically look almost to the Mishnah. Omer Avuna, v'im Bezdin. Where do you blow the shofar? On Shabbos. On Shabbos, where do you blow the shofar? In Bezdin. Together with the Bezdin. Now, the Gemara is going to go in. What is it talking about? It's talking about, yeah, you heard the speakers? I don't know why the speakers are on. Speakers are on, no? I hear myself. Okay. Either we're talking about Rosh Hashanah or we're talking about Yovel. If the speakers are on, please turn them off. It's something's disturbing me here. Okay. Maivin Bezdin. What does it mean? Bifnei Bezdin. It should be right in front of Bezdin, La Fuke, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin Deloi. So you cannot blow a shofar on Shabbos if you're not right there in front of Bezdin L'chayr. Masav Rava. So when we learned the Mishnah, we're wondering, what is this word, v'oit? The Mishnah doesn't say halacha, a difference between Yerushalayim and Yavna, that we deserve this line. V'oit, there's another thing that Yerushalayim is different than Yavna. What's the v'oit? What's the first thing? V'oit zois ha'izi Yerushalayim yiseir al Yavna. My v'oit zois, ilayim kediktani. If it's just this halacha, that only Yerushalayim, they blew everywhere. Any Yavna, it had to be in a Bezdin. Zois mebayalev. That's v'oid zois. It should just say zois. This is a difference. I'll tell you, you know what the difference between Yerushalayim and Yavna is? This one thing. What's v'oid? Elos, I'll tell you what the v'oid is. There are two differences. Yerushalayim toikim yechidim, ube Yavna ain't toikim yechidim. Yerushalayim, individuals could blow the shofar. Whereas in Yavna, only the shlichei Bezdin could blow the shofar on Shabbos. But how could that be? Now we're just trying to iron out the pshat here. I'm going to tell you in a second what the real pshat is. I'll direct you soon. But let's try to figure out a little bit. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef said, when the main baltekeh finished, because, you know, the shliach tzibur, he's the one that decides, okay, this is, if that was the main Bezdin, so Bezdin decides, Yovel started, so all the slaves are free. By what? By that shofar blow. He blows it. Or, are we holding by Yovel yet? No. Okay, give me time to tzibur tkiya biyavna. Lo yishoma ish kol une. Forget about Yovel for a second. Lo yishoma inish kol une mikol tekoyaya dichidoy. There were so many people blowing the shofar, you couldn't hear your own ear. Things wouldn't go, you couldn't hear anything. It was powerful. In other words, everybody was blowing the shofar. So how can you tell me that in Yavna nobody blew the shofar? Only the Bezdin, only Shlichi Bezdin blew the shofar. He says Mefurish, in Yavna was so loud. How could it be loud? Because everybody's blowing the shofar. Elav the Yerushalayim Toikin. So you have to say, so what is the difference? What is another difference? Yerushalayim Toikin, Bein Bizman Bezdin, or Bein Shalai Bizman Bezdin. So now we're introducing another thing. Zman Bezdin means when Bezdin sit down to judge. When is that? Until Chatzos, 6 hours into the day. Zman Bezdin doesn't mean when Bezdin are around. Zman Bezdin means the time of the day. So, before noon, Zman Bezdin, Uben Shalem Zman Bezdin, you could blow the shofar after noon. Ubi Yavna, the difference, another difference, two differences. Here's the second difference. Ubi Yavna, Zman Bezdin in, Shalem Zman Bezdin loy, and Yavna, you can only blow in the morning, not in the afternoon. Hob Zman Bezdin, Miyatagim, Afil Shalem Bifnei Bezdin. But it seems like that in Yavna, when Bezdin is in, what's the word? Session, thank you. When Bezdin is in session, you could blow the shofar even not in front of Bezdin. And who says it has to be in front of Bezdin? The top three words of the Amud, v'im Bezdin. Rav Huna is the one that says it has to be with Bezdin. So this is a kash on Rav Huna. It seems like from over here that you don't have to be in front of Bezdin. It just has to be in the time of Bezdin. They're in session from 8 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when you blow the shofar, but it doesn't have to be in front of them. Loi. No. Dilu b'Yerushalayim toikim bein b'fnei Bezdin, bein shaloi b'fnei Bezdin ubi Yavna, b'fnei Bezdin in, shaloi b'fnei Bezdin loi. No, that's not the difference. The only difference is that in Yavna, it has to be in front of them, but you have to, it has to be a shliach Bezdin. Ikid the masni, ikid the masni hod Rav Huna ha, d'chsiv. So let me just show you here. If you look down all the way to the Mishnah, you see where it says Mishnah? And then you go on top of that, seven lines. This is what it's going to say over there. And this is the bottom line of the sugya. Very, very simple. It's like a one-liner. It says like this. Yovel. Now the Gemara is talking about Yovel. It's switching gears to Yovel. The Yovel, you blow the shofar until Chatzos, even not in front of Bezdin. But on Rosh Hashanah, you blow until Chatzos. In other words, we're sticking with this idea of Ad Zman Bezdin. Zman Bezdin is Chatzos. The difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is only one thing. The underline here. That Yovel you could blow even not in front of Bezdin, but it has to be in the morning. And Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow in front of Bezdin in the morning. But they're both in the morning. That is the bottom line of these 20 lines over here. So now let's see it inside. On Yovel, Yom Kippur, which is Yovel. B'yoyim HaKippurim ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzachem. What does b'chol artzachem mean? Everybody. Everybody has to blow the shofar. Melamed shekol yochid. Yeah, that was on cue. Blew the shofar. Melamed shekol yochid v'yochid chayiv litkoya. So now, going back to the question. Who blows the shofar on Yovel? Every single person blows the shofar on Yovel. Yes, Bezin might blow it first for a second, but everybody pulls out a shofar. Go to Eli Dolinsky and you buy your shofar, shmaka shofars, and you blow your shofar. It was a plug, whatever. Milam, huh? Couldn't tell. Milam, he says, please don't say anything about it. Milam, it's called Yochid V'Yochid Chayiv Litkoya. Om Rav Huna, v'im bezdin. Don't say that every single person blows a shofar stam in their living room. Im bezdin. My v'im bezdin, what does that mean? Bizman bezdin. In other words, until chatzos. So that was at the end. That's what we got at the end, this line. Bizman bezdin. La buki shalei bizman bezdin deloy. You cannot blow the shofar in the afternoon. Masav ravot, kiz rosh hashana v'yoyvel doichas ha-shabes begvulin ishu beisoy. It says that Rosh Hashanah's blowing the shofar and Yovel pushes off the Shabbos. Ishu Beisa. What does Beisa mean? What does Beisa mean? All through Shas, Beisa means his wife. Not today. My Ishu Beisa. Ilei Meish Vishtoi. If it means his wife. It is a Mimi Chayva. A woman is not Chayva in shofar. If a mitzvah says she has mangromi. It's a specific time. It's limited to a time. And therefore, when it was potter. So it cannot mean that the wife's blowing in the shofar, the husband and the wife. Who cares about the wife? We're not talking about the wife now. We're talking about the husband's shofar. So why would the Braisa mention a wife? Elalav, what does Beisa mean? Literally a house. Right? That was the Gemara. Okay. Elalav ish bebeisoi. It's not house. It's bebeisoi, in the house. Oh, so it says over here that you could blow the shofar in your own house, even not in the time of Bezdin. Loi. So, what's the pshat? Shloi bizman. Why would I even say that? So I saw it brought down. Because once I tell somebody that you could only blow a shofar in your house, then it doesn't matter when he's blowing. Because what's the whole point of the Bezdin? I need to make sure Bezdin takes care of things. The people don't go out of their way. People don't carry on Shabbos. But if you're stuck in your house, nobody's going to carry anything. There's a law. You could only blow a shofar in your house. Oh! So once I said that you could only blow shofar in your house, then I could add on this line, v'afilu shloi bizman bezdin. Then I could do it any time of the day. Loi, not true. Your whole hanach is not true. Loi, and therefore what? V'afilu shloi bizman bezdin. That would be a kasha on who? On Rav Huna. Because the im bezdin we're learning now would mean in the time of bezdin. Loi. Loi lam bizman bezdin. And Rosh Hashanah would be dafka in front of Bezdin. Masav Rav Sheshes. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'tkiya V'lebrachas. This we learned a number of times. There's a connection between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah when it comes to the type of tkiyas, how, what kind of shofar, the whole thing. V'lebrachas and Shmoneh Esrei and Musaf, same amount of nine brachas. We just have to remove that line that says, Zeh Yoyim T'chilas Ma'asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam on Rosh Hashanah according to Rabbi Eliezer, not on Yom Kippur, so remove that line. And here's the line. This is the end of the sugya. Yovel. Eloshi b'yovel toikim bein bebezdin. Maybe, is it? No, well, okay. It's a little later. Eloshi b'yovel toikim bein bebezdin shekitshu bo'y zachoydesh u'bein bebezdin shlei kitshu bo'y zachoydesh. Sorry, jumped the gun. When it comes to Yovel, it doesn't matter what kind of bezin. In other words, the bezin, who's mekadosh the chodesh? 71. You need the serious bezin, 71. When it comes to Yovel, you can blow the shofar in any bezin. Every city blows. There's a chodesh, bein bezin, shalai kishu, chodesh. Any city. B'chol yachid b'yachid chayiv litkoya. And that we said before, b'chol artzachem, every single individual has a chiyuv tkiya shofar and Yovel. Okay, listen. Jeff Gordon, whatever, these guys, they want to take out one nekuda from the daf. Here's one nekuda. Halacha, maybe a lot of people didn't know this. On Yovel, every single person blows the shofar. You don't just go to shul and yotze from other people. Over Rosh Hashanah, lehoy toikim ella bebezdin shekitchu boiz achaydish, only in a bezdin that's 71 Sanhedrin. Then call Yachav Yachad Chayavet Koya, and of course in Rosh Hashanah, not every individual has to blow the shofar. Mayin call Yachav Yachad Chayavet Koya. What does it mean? Elam the biyovel toikim yichidim Rosh Hashanah and toikim yichidim. If you're going to tell me, then Rosh Hashanah individuals don't blow at all. But Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, we had this before. Omar, you have a Mesayim Shlichah Litzibur to Yosef Yavna. Similar in Yavna, once the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Tokei of Yavna, finished, Lishoma Inish called Unemi called Tokei of the Chidai. You couldn't hear your own ears. You couldn't hear what's flying. It was so much noise. So many people were blowing shofar. So you see that a Yachid does blow. Elav, Dilu B'Yoyvel, Tokei B'Mizman Bezdin, B'Shaloy B'Mizman Bezdin. So maybe it's referring to the time of the day. On Yoyvel, you could blow even in the afternoon. Over Shalom B'Mizman Bezdin In, Shalom B'Mizman Bezdin Loy. These are all Havaminas trying to get to the bottom line, which is this right over here. Says the Gemara. K'tani miyas b'yoyvel b'mizman bezin ben shaloy b'mizman bezin. So this would be again a kashan who, a Rav Huna, who says im bezin. Has to be b'mizman bezin. Loy. So now this is it. This is the final thing. Loy lo b'mizman bezin. Always, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is going to be in the morning, not in the afternoon. V'haktani, v'hachikatani. V'yoyvel b'zman bezdin, we're holding seven lines. This is the seven lines on top of the Mishnah. V'hachikatani. V'yoyvel b'zman bezdin toikim bein b'fnei bezdin, bein shaloi b'fnei bezdin. Yoyvel, yes, it's in the morning, but you don't have to do it in front of a bezdin. Rosh Hashanah toikim b'zman bezdin, u'b'fnei bezdin. The only difference now comes out between Rosh Hashanah and Yoyvel, this is the end of the sugya, is that on Rosh Hashanah you have to do the tkiyah. You have to get up and find out where the Bezdin is. It's not very common. So you go, you travel all the way to the Bezdin, and you blow in front of the Bezdin. But if it has to be in the morning, you don't have all day. You have to be in the morning. Yoyvel, once every 50 years, you just get out of bed in the morning and blow the shofar and you yoytza. Itmar nami. Mamish the same thing. Omer Chia Bar Gamda, Omer Rabbi Yosef Ben Chol, Omer Rebbe, Ein Toikim, Elo Kol Zman, Shebezdin Yoyshim. The only time you could blow the shofar is in the morning, the time that Bezdin is in session, 6 hours into the day, basically chatzos. Boy, Reb Zeira, question. Bezdin is in session, they're done, and they go like this. They start getting up. What's that halacha? Do we say, but at the end of the day, they're on their chair, they're sitting. Technically speaking, they're sitting. You said sitting, they're sitting. You want to be a stickler to the word, then they're sitting. But on the other hand, we understand, what does sitting mean? Session. They're in session. They're not in session. They're done. They're ready to go home. It's one of these questions. There's no good answer. Therefore, it is a teiku. This probably appears in Rabbi Pessin's teiku book, Sefer. Where is there near Rabbi Pessin's teiku book, Sefer? It's done. Session is over. Some even learn that it's after Chatzos. They continue. They ask another question. What is after Chatzos? Teiku. There was another, as the Mishnah said, and we tried to explain. There's another. There's talk another halacha. There's another difference. Where Yerushalayim is different than Yavna. And the Mishnah goes on to list four things. It looks like extra lashon here. What does it say? Where is the lashon? Shekol yirshi roya v'shoymas ukroiva v'chayil lavoi. Four things. So Gemara learns. You're right. It's actually four halachas. Roya pratli yisheves benachal. You must see. If you live in a valley and you cannot see Yerushalayim, you look up and you see buildings. You look up, and you see mountains. You cannot blow shofar there. You're not part of Yerushalayim. You could be living in, I don't know, in Gula, but you don't see. Maybe Gula is different. Maybe you're in Yerushalayim. I don't know. Whatever that, you're in a valley on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. You don't see Yerushalayim. Finish. Shemas, Pratli Yeshevis, Beroi Shahar. You see, you have the best view in the world. I was in an apartment in the Shuk. I forgot the name of the building. It's like the tallest building now in Yerushalayim. Seidov Towers. This was years ago, 7 years ago. They were selling a penthouse there. They're still for sale. It was not that expensive. For those, anybody has money, it was $10 million. But you're talking about, you know, 20-foot ceilings, and the view was, literally, you felt like you're in a helicopter over Yerushalayim. You saw Har HaBayis, you see Har Nov, you saw Telstone, you saw everything. You're like on top of the world. It's crazy. Yam HaMelech you could see? Yam HaMelech you could see. It was insane. So anyways, you could see the entire Yerushalayim, but you can't hear the Shofar. You're on the 30th floor, whatever, how many floors? Whatever, 25, whatever it is, you don't hear the Shofar. You can be there and you're not there. You have to hear it. I was thinking then we should like get a bunch of guys together, buy like a timeshare. It would be an unbelievable timeshare, but everybody's going to want to be there for Sukkot. Had a pool and had a this. It's crazy. Shul downstairs. Yeah. But that penthouse is still for sale. An apartment here in Ramat Beit Shemesh costs $10 million. Why wouldn't anybody want that? Crazy. It should be $20 million now. They should up the price. Zok de Gemara. I'm telling you, it's $10 million for that. I'm serious. These houses in Mishkafayim, right? Donnie, $3 million. Easily, he says. So what, a penthouse in the middle of Yerushalayim that sees the entire world? I don't know. Roya proudly sheves v'nachal shumaz proudly sheves b'rosh ahar. Kroiva proudly sheves chus l'tchum. It has to be close. It can't be outside of the tchum. You can be within the tchum. You can be very close, but you physically can't get there on Shabbos because there's a river. That's it. Now, Tirdan, where's there a river in Yerushalayim? Anybody know of a river they can't cross in Yerushalayim? There is some sort of river, like when you go down to Tur HaDas over there, no? And where are the tour guides? Where's Kornbluth? He's not here? He's in the States. Sataf.
It's not a river.
What is it, like this? Huh? Where is Nachal Sorek? It's next to Yerushalayim? Over there by Nachal Sorek is over here. Across. We're on Nachal Sorek. All right. The official Mishnah, Rabbi, so listen to this. This is a big chiddush. The official Mishnah is sponsored by Sammy Joseph. Rabbi, say, round of applause. It's been 2 years. Wow, finally somebody came in, stepped in, and says, I want the Mishnah. For who? For AB. AB's that kid that was at 11 years old. He asked me a question in a live stream in Chicago. I didn't have an answer. Like, the 11-year-old got me. Baruch Hashem. It was Givaldic. It was like we found out it was the Aruch Laner question. It's his 12th birthday. He's a great imam. He's holding in the sugyas. Says the Mishnah. You're not going to believe this. If you have a good memory or a decent memory, we had this Mishnah, exactly this Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah. It's a repeat of a Mishnah. Not very common. And not only that, every word of the Gemara is, I don't know, I didn't check it, but it seems like every word is word for word of Sukkah. Not too long ago. Daf Mem in Sukkah. Mem Aleph. I'm just going to pull out. You know what I did? I'm not kidding. I went to the shir over there and I started watching my own shir. See if there's anything. Not bad. The guy's not bad, I got to say. No. If I had to watch a shir, I'd watch him. No, because he's mechadish things. I didn't know. I'm learning the sugya. And I didn't have a couple of things. Like, oh, yeah, okay, good. I'll say. Great. Guy Vidalio. Just whatever. When should you shake a lulav? And what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Shivas yomim. So we have a contradiction. Rabbi said, where do we do the contradiction like that? So you have to say, this is in the Beis HaMikdash. Shivas yomim is in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom HaRishon is everywhere else. So the Mishnah answers, V'rishayna, hoya lulav nitl ba'mikdash shiva. U'ba'medino yom echad. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, great. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash. Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she lulav nitol ba medino shiva. We met Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yesterday. Who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? The smallest of the of Hillel's Talmidim. But think about it, and that's what the Magid Shir said in Daf Mem Aleph and Sukkot. I'm going to say is a great point. I forgot to say yesterday. He was the smallest, yet he was the manager of Klal Yisrael. Doesn't always go. So even the smallest guy could. Even the smallest Tana who knew Sicha Sheidim and Malachim and this. What? The Kolim, everything, but he was still the smallest. Where's Rabbi Yonah? How come it doesn't say Rabbi Yonah ben Azil? He was the manik. He was like to be the manik. Shchavei Samidu, she's going to be Rabbi Yonah ben Zakkai, lulav nito ba medino shiva. He said, you know what? There's no Beis HaMikdash. No Beis HaMikdash. So we're not shaking the lulav 7 days. We have to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. Let's institute a halacha to put the lulav, to shake the lulav every day. Zeich leMikdash. V'shi yom aneif kuloi asur. What's yom aneif? We have to do something for Omer because it's such a big topic and it comes through Shas. We'll explain it because I know that people have a little bit of a difficulty understanding it. If you harvest your crop, let's say on Purim, you cannot make bread from it. You cannot eat it. It's also to eat this all the way to the second day of Pesach until you bring in Omer. You have to bring a carbon. When you bring the carbon, then you could eat it. What about in our days? And what about in Manchester and in New York? Also, you cannot, it's also to eat the new crop until the second day of Pesach. Today we don't have a carbon. Yes, the Bach says it doesn't apply today. We go through this every time. But all the Rishonim and Achronim argue, it does apply. It's a deraisa, according to Allah. Okay. Even in Chutz Laretz, even in Americans. Now, stuff like this. That, oh, yeah. Rabbi Shlomo is pointing another thing because the flour and the this, each thing is a suffix. Get the Yashin book, be one of those nerds, and don't be over the Raisa. There's people walking around the books in America. The whole thing. Could I buy this cereal? Let's see the date. Every cereal has a number. You look in the number, this cereal is produced before the Pesach, after Pesach, before Pesach. I could eat it, I can. Every single item in America is a problem. Something's a mamish asati. Okay, well, Baruch Hashem, even in Borough Park today, which wasn't like that 20 years ago, a lot of the stores say, this pizza is Yashar, Kemach Yashar, not to be over another. Fine. It says in the Pasuk, V'lechem Mekali, V'karim Eloi Soichlu, Ad Etzim Ayoyim Hazeh. The Gemara learns, Ad Etzim Ayoyim, we always understand it to mean the middle, no. Ad Etzim Ayoyim Hazeh means till the morning. And then it says, Ad Aviyachem is Karban Eloi Keichem. So we have a contradiction here. Until you bring the carbon. The carbon could be, I don't know when, could be in the middle of the day. And it says, you're not allowed to eat until the morning of the 16th. Which one is it? You know what it is? It's Beis HaMikdash Kayam. We have to go with the carbon. So if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't eat the Chadash until you bring the carbon 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But in Chutzlar, and when there's no Beis HaMikdash, not Chutzlar, no, till the morning of the 16th. Okay. Umenol Na'avdino Zichel Mikdash. How do you know this idea that you have to make Zichel Mikdash? Now, one of the things, I have to tell you this myself, because even if I said the story, I have a picture for it. In my house, you come there on Shabbos, there's a terrible minug, which I have tried to uproot for many years. All of a sudden you hear a scream. Ah! What happened? My oldest son, Zolzayin Gesundin Shtark, he's Baruch Hashem Yeshiva, and he left his cats in America for 5 months. He doesn't care anymore. He's staggering away by Rabbi Barry Klein. Gevaldik. He has a minug. He goes like this, and he puts it on the floor. And if you go like, if you look at it by mistake, if he gets you to look at it, then he gives you a zetz on the hand. Now, all of a sudden, in the middle of the meal, a bottle of soda falls off the table, and there's fingers like this on the soda. He did it on purpose, and the guy that looks at it, bam! Like, stop. You know, it's the middle of Shabbos. What's going on? You know, this is going on for years. For 3 years, I am planning and planning this thing. I need to stop this. What I'm going to do, I'm going to wait for his chasana. And at the chuppah, and it happens to be he was very serious. He was crying and serious. Everybody was in the shtoymim. And right there under the chuppah, oh, I'm saying this, I know you're going to ask questions, you're going to write in emails, how could you do this? And I'll explain. Under the chuppah. Chuppah was over, and he has to break the glass. So I placed the glass under his foot, and I went like this. And he looked, and he smiled, and I said, give me your hand, in front of everybody. And I whacked it. And I said, the game's over. If I got you under your chuppah, that's the final blow. You can't do it anymore. And we're like this. And I have a picture. The photographer got it. Nice to show you. Now you're going to ask me, Eli, how can you do this? It's the middle of a chuppah. You mean sugar? Yes, I'm a sugar. And I have a certificate to prove it. But for my son to finish that game like that, and lose the biggest churban in the world. 1,000 times worse than breaking a glass. I figured that is it. That's Zeichel Churban. Okay, fine. Let's talk to Gemara. I worked on it for 3 years. For 3 years. I told the photographer before I'm being ready. I told all his friends. I told everybody for 3 years. I told all my good friends. You're going to wait. By the chup, I'm going to get him. What? We don't have the video yet. What?
He wants to see the certificate.
Not just, I don't know, my mother told me I have one. I don't know. I never really saw it. Talking about it. We only have 4 minutes for Amud Beis. That's more than enough time. V'shia yomenev kuli osur. My time on Mehero. Oh, you didn't get there yet. Mehero yibona beis hamigdosh v'yoymer shtekad. The Imri Emes, and they said it over there. I'm going to say it now. The Imri Emes is beautiful. We're depressing people. We're saying there's no beis hamigdosh, and you have to shake the lulav like this. And then Rabbi Yochum Zaki says, you know what? I'm going to make another one. To say Mehera Yibana Bisamigdosh, don't worry about it. Oh, come on, why did you catch on to that? Okay, Umin Allah Navdin Zechan Mikdash, how do you know they do Zechan Mikdash Doma Kroki? Ale, Arucho, Loch, Umakusayich, Erpoich Num Hashem. I'm gonna heal you from your wounds. Kinidocho, Koroloch, Tsioini, Doirishain Loch. Nobody cares about the Churban Abayis Miklal, the Bayi Drisha. That's why today in our house we put a Amal Amal, we don't paint. That's why we break the glass at a chuppah. That's why we do all of it. We don't play music, etc. Mashiach Yemen of Kuloyos, or my time. How come it says in the Mishnah, I don't even know if I said that the day of the Tezayin Nisan, you don't eat Chodosh the whole day. Why? Mary Mizrach. If you go by based on this pasuk, they let it start eating early in the morning, but Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And people are going to forget, and they're going to think you could eat Chodosh immediately the first morning, the second day of Pesach, early in the morning, but you can't. You have to wait until Adiv Yachim is Karban. And they didn't know that it has to do with the Karban, that there's a difference in the Pasuk. They don't realize that last year there's no Karban. So because there's no Karban, as soon as sun comes out, then you could eat. But now that there's a Karban, Oimer Matir. The Mivnei Yemas asked the Gemara the question word for word in Sukkah. That's why I'm going faster. Everybody remembers it from Sukkah besides the new guys. So who cares about the new guys? When was this Beis HaMikdash built? On the 16th? But it was already too late. Because the moment the sun came out on the 16th, you're allowed to eat Chodosh. 2 hours later, the Beis HaMikdash was built. It's too late. We already eat. How can you build the Beis HaMikdash on the 16th? It's Yontif. Oh, sorry. That's the next question. Hello, the Ivni B'chameisar. It was built on the 15th. How can you build the Beis HaMikdash on the 15th? It's Yontif. Ayin Rashi. Mechatzois hayom l'alan l'shtri. So if it was built on the 15th, so you should be allowed to eat from Chatzois and on. Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say you can't eat until the night? Chatzois. There's a carbon already. Does not. Harukhagim utar mechatzois hayom l'alan. L'fi she'im bezdin misatzlin. Boy. Because Bezdin is never lazy. In other words, Bezdin, you could assume Bezdin made the carbon. Made the carbon, you could eat chatzos. How did the build Beis HaMikdash in Yontif? From Rashi says, the Beis HaMikdash comes down from heaven straight. Nobody built it. And that would be a big kasha on Mechon HaMikdash, who collects money for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Inami David Melalia. Or is built at night. It was built at night. And therefore what? You can't come up with the Omer so fast. You have to reap it, you have to crush it, you have to diss it, you have to dat it, you have to bake it. It takes a long time. Or an Achman Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yom Yochanan ben Zakkai, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Moro. Now, very interesting, Rashi points out, is it Rashi? Is it Tosfos? Who? Somebody? Maybe it's me. Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda? Impossible. It's the opposite. But the pshat is that he said that cheetah, the same cheetah as Rebuda, not in the name of Rebuda. The Omar adetim ayom azeh, ad atzmoy shel yoim. So he says, b'kosova ad v'ad b'chlal. The pasuk is talking about two different things. After the Churban, before the Churban. After the Churban, adetim ayom azeh means you cannot eat until ad v'ad b'chlal, until the end of the day. It doesn't mean the morning. The whole question starts because it's in the morning. No, can't eat until the night. Can't eat until the night, there's no problem. But does he really hold that cheetah? It's not. He argues. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that all day long it's asur. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Hear him first. The Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes like, argues. Says Gemara, no. He made a mistake, Rabbi Yehuda. He thought Rabbi Yochanan, like we were learning the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai instituted the Rabbanon, oh, let's be careful not eat Chodesh until the night. V'loi midiraisa kama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was talking about midiraisa. That's a meyum hazeh. You can't eat it ad v'abechlal all the way till the night. V'hiskin ketani. But it doesn't say it's midiraisa. He said he made a takana. Mahiskin darash v'hitkin. Sponsored by Adam Vales. In honor of, in memory of his mother, Gail F. Ratner, Avigail Gittelbass, Pesach, Bechava, Rivka, Spatzan, Tamar, Chaya, Bat, Sora, to have a refuge, Shlem, Bekar. We started like 5 minutes late, so let's just go a few minutes. Says the Heligan Mishnah, sponsored by Joseph, in honor of Abi. Very showing how you makama made the Sachodish Kola Yoim. They used to, and we had the Sugi also in Beitza. They used to accept the Eidos. Of Rosh Hashanah, let's say, all day long. Pamachas neshtawa edim alavay. And once there was a problem, the edim came late. V'niskalku alavim b'shir. It's a big thing that you have to say shir shel yoyim. Every day, we say another shir. And a special shir for Rosh Hashanah. And there was a blunder. Niskalku alavim b'shir. Itkinu shelo yimikavlim el adam mincha. So from then, that day, time on, they said, we're not going to accept edim past mincha. V'imbo edim in amincha ulamala. Noyegim oysa hayoyim kodesh ulamachar kodesh. So at least we'll finish off the day pretending it's Yontif, Midrabanan, tomorrow will be a real Yontif. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's no more Shishal Yoyim. Hiskim Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shimikam Lomay Zachodesh Kol Yoyim. So there's no Kilkul. It's not like, oh, we're bringing a carbon tamid and the Levim are going to say the wrong Shir. There's no carbon tamid, unfortunately. So in Mela, you could say, you could accept Eidus all day long. My Kilkul, Kilkul Levim Bashir. My kilkul kilkul avim shir. What does it mean that they made a blunder? So the pshat is that they didn't say the shir al yom at all. What happened was they said the weekday one, the wrong one, not the one that goes for Rosh Hashanah. Remember yesterday we had Avar Berei, and Naftali told me that because yesterday we were talking about the sugi of arvos of being of a Jew making a brach for another Jew. That's why. It passed that his name is Ahava. He had Ahava Sabrias. Puktanilu. Go tell people. Itkinu shlo yimikavu made this achodesh elu kadei shiyia shows bayoyim lagrif tmidim umusofim umiskeyim. They instituted that we should not accept the edis achodesh. That there should be enough time to bring the musaf, the tamid, and all the nesachim, the wine. V'loy mashira shloy b'shibush without a blunder. Now, iyamers b'shloyma omer shira d'chol. What does a blunder mean? I say X instead of Y. That's a blunder. But if I'm just quiet, that's not a blunder. I didn't say it. That's not a blunder. Right? The Lashon blunder doesn't work so well. But if you say didn't say it at all, my shibush shika. Says Gemara, I'll tell you, kiven the leomer klal, ain't lecha shibush godol mizeh. That's the worst that could happen. You not say shira at all. And we discussed how important it is to say, and it's so important that we change things around and Rosh Chodesh and everything. If you don't say it, have a wonderful day.